Welcome to True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us, one drive at a time. Buckle up. You're about to go closer to each other and closer to Jesus. Have you ever gotten so angry that you felt like you couldn't stop your yelling or stomping or whatever it was, even though you kind of wanted to? That makes for one bad day, doesn't it? For you and everyone around you. The good news is that with God's help, you don't have to let yourself get that far in the first place. When the Holy Spirit works in your heart, you can exercise self-control. In this season of the True Girl podcast, A Recipe for a Fruitful Life, Dana Gresh and Stacey Rudolph have been diving into the fruit of the Spirit. We've discovered how to grow in love, joy, peace, and all the other fruits that lead to a God-honoring life. It's all based on the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, and today's is the last one in this season. Well, self-control is what Dana Gresh and Stacey Rudolph are talking about today for Season 15, Episode 10, called Self-Control Sprinkles.
Dana, why do you have gazillions of jars on your counter? I go to my room for half an hour and now it looks like a science experiment in here.
Okay, it's not gazillions, Stacey. It's 15. But let me tell you the fruit we're dealing with today, and I think it'll make some sense.
All right, spill it. What's the fruit?
Black raspberries.
Oh, for jam?
Yep. Picked them last summer on my farm and froze them. Now it's time to make some winter jam.
Yum. What's first?
Well, we just need to grab the raspberries. Let's see. Nope, not the broccoli. Pecans, no. How much ice cream does one freezer need? Oh, here they are.
Can I try one?
Sure, but they're frozen.
Oh, yeah. Definitely better as jam.
Yeah. All right, let's just dump them in the pan. Grab that sugar over there. Here's the lemon juice. Oh, no! Oh, what a mess. I'm not gonna say a bad word. Not gonna say it. Not gonna do it. Oh, Lord, help me.
Wow. Self-control in action. I'm impressed.
Well, we all have moments. But self-control is a fruit of the Spirit for a reason. Mm-hmm. It helps us choose what's right, even when we don't feel like it. Now, let's sit and talk about how self-control can sprinkle your life with joy. That's gonna need to come to a boil anyway. Let's sit at the counter where we can keep an eye on it.
Great.
Actually, let me grab our Bibles. Here's yours.
Thanks.
Are we already on the last fruit of the Spirit, Stace?
I think we are. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. I got it locked up here in my mind. You wanna hear?
Oh, I do.
But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Self-control is the last one on the list.
Alrighty then. So what is self-control?
Self-control is a shorter way of saying controlling yourself, meaning you don't get carried away by your feelings, thoughts, or what you want. You're able to do the right thing even when you really want to do the wrong thing.
Like saying a bad word.
Except, Dana, I think we should start calling it spirit control, as in the Holy Spirit controls you, because on our own, we can't make ourselves do the right thing. It, too, is a result of the Holy Spirit.
True fact. That is, you can actually force yourself to do the right actions sometime, but you can do them with the wrong motivations or a grumbly heart, and that doesn't change your heart, and it doesn't affect the sin God sees in you. It's like when the control comes from the Spirit, it really is sprinkled with, is it satisfaction? No. Accomplishment? No. Joy. It's joy. It gives you joy to have self-control.
But how does God have self-control? Isn't each fruit of the Spirit true of Him too? Why would God need self-control? Can God be tempted?
Well, that's an interesting question, Stacey. At first glance, you might think, No, but the Bible tells us that Jesus understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. That's Hebrews 4:15. So Jesus did face temptation, and he had the self-control to say no to all of it. He never sinned.
All of it?
He faced every temptation people on earth have ever faced and never sinned. And when you think about Jesus being tempted or tested, what comes to mind?
Sometimes I picture him as the perfect Jesus, like he got straight A's in life and everything came easy for him. But that's not really what we know about him, is it?
No, it's not. What do we actually know?
Well, for one, he wasn't particularly special looking. That's in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah. Let's see. We know he was tempted in the wilderness, and there he faced some big tests, like Satan tempting him to jump off the top of the temple or turn stones into bread. His brothers didn't think he was very special either. That had to have been hard. Maybe he wanted to tell them, "Dudes, I'm God in the flesh."
Yeah, I wonder about that, because those are huge temptations. I mean, mine feels so much more basic, like, you know, wanting to say a bad word.
Exactly. My temptations can feel, I don't know, simple, like snapping at someone when I'm frustrated or procrastinating instead of doing what I need to.
But here's the thing. Jesus also faced the same kinds of everyday temptations we do. He faced those things and others.
Yeah, like cheating, gossiping, laziness, overeating.
Yes. Hebrews 4:15 says he was tempted in every way, just like us. And he knows how easy it is to do the wrong thing and how hard it is to do the right thing.
That's wild to think about. Like, he understands how much I mess up.
Oh, he does. He understands it very much. And yet, Jesus was sinless. I have to say it again. That's why he can help us. He gets it. He knows what it's like to be human. Jesus lived it, faced it, and overcame it. And that's why he could die on the cross for us in our place. He was perfect and sinless, a pure sacrifice.
Wow. It sure is amazing to think about it.
It is, Stacy. You know, let me get back to these black raspberries. They sure are smelling good.
Dana, how did Jesus do it? How did he have perfect self-control?
Well, I don't know, really. He was God. But, you know, there is a clue to that answer, something that could help us when we face temptation. You know, when we were gathered together last, I promised that we were going to talk about how we invite the Holy Spirit into our lives. Let's look up Luke 22. Now, this is a chapter in the Bible that describes Jesus praying in the Mount of Olives. That was a garden where he went with three of his closest friends to pray. And it was right before he was arrested and then crucified. Now, he knew what was coming, and he was so afraid that he sweat drops of actual blood.
Now, that's some fear.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to wonder, is it possible Jesus could have disobeyed because of his fear?
That question's too big for me. But I'm gonna guess the answer is probably yes.
Me too. Now look at verse 40 of Luke 22. What did Jesus say to those friends who came with him to that special place to pray?
He told them, "Pray that you will not give in to temptation."
So then he went off to pray. But his friends, well, they gave in to temptation. They fell asleep. So Jesus comes back to them after sweating those drops of blood. And what did he say in verse 46?
"Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not give in to temptation."
Yes, pray. Again, he says pray. Why?
So you won't give in to temptation.
You remember that this fruit of the Spirit, self-control, is a result of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Well, praying, it makes you more aware of the Holy Spirit's presence, and it helps you lock into it. That's what Jesus was trying to teach these friends. Stacy, do you remember when you and I were in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago? Well, we were waiting for the rest of the True Girl team after a really late night of pizza. I was tired, and there was the rest of the team standing on the corner, and I thought, they're keeping me from driving to the hotel so I can get into bed and sleep. So I jumped out and shouted, "Guys, what are you doing? Let's go." That was not self-control.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna be the one to...
Say it? Yeah, I said it. I was not self-controlled. But do you remember what I did next?
Yep, you looked at me and you said, "Stacy, I gotta finish this long day like a Christian."
I did. God's Spirit convicted me in my moment of a lack of self-control. And in my heart, I prayed, "Jesus, forgive me. And Holy Spirit, give me self-control. My body's tired and need your help."
And then the team came, we drove to the hotel singing fun songs, and it was awesome.
It was. I will remember that night. It was so much fun. Self-control can change the atmosphere. It really is, like sprinkling joy all over the place. But it doesn't come from our own power. It usually requires us to stop and say, "Lord, help."
I like that, Dana. It makes me feel like it's possible. Because I usually need self-control when I least feel like having it.
Yeah, me too. In fact, I have a friend who reminds me to stop, drop, and pray. You know, like stop, drop, and roll if you're on fire. He says sometimes our minds, our hearts, or our tongues, they're just like a fire, and we gotta stop, drop, and pray for God to calm us.
Good advice. You know what, Dana?
What?
I never noticed before how much all the fruit of the Spirit relate to each other. You can't have self-control if you don't love God and others. When you have self-control, you'll be kind and patient and gentle. Actually, I think all of them, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control have to do with love.
It's a good point. And that's why you can't just pick one of them. You know, some of them might show up more in you than others, but if the Holy Spirit is working in you, all of them will show up to some extent, and they'll slowly become more and more obvious in your life. You know, I want to point something else out, too. You know, we've made a really big deal about how just trying to do better on your own doesn't work. But it's really easy to believe the lie that the fruit of the Spirit, it's something we must do.
Mm-hmm. That's why we talked about it so much this whole season.
Right. But that doesn't mean that when the Holy Spirit starts working in your heart, that it's going to be automatically easy for you to be loving, joyful, peaceful, patient, kind, good, faithful, gentle, or self-controlled. It still feels really hard, don't you think, Stace?
Yeah, it does.
Now, you're always going to have to fight against the temptation to go the wrong way. It's a battle. The great thing is you have God on your side helping you.
That's good to know. Hey, do you want to pray for our true girlfriend that the Holy Spirit would work in her heart to make her more like God?
I'd love to do that, Stacy. Let's pray right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your word, and thank you for your Holy Spirit, a great gift, a comforter, and an encourager, and a helper, and the reason that we are able to have these qualities in our life. I'm praying right now for the girl who feels like me, that she sometimes isn't gentle or self-controlled or faithful or any one of these things. Would you help her to know that it's not up to her, that she can stop, drop, and pray when she feels tempted? And when she does that, I pray that she would sense your presence and she would sense your help in letting her live with the fruit of the Spirit in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And now, that jam sure is smelling great. Hey, Dana, why did the raspberries stop making jam?
Oh, Stacy, I don't know. Why did the raspberry stop making jam?
Because it found itself in a sticky situation.
Remember how at the beginning of this episode, I asked you if you've ever gotten so mad that you couldn't stop being angry? Well, now do you see that that doesn't have to happen? That's right. If you get angry, you can stop and ask God to help you to be self-controlled and repent of your anger. Isn't it great to know that you don't have to give in to your emotions? As you listen to this podcast season, maybe you've realized that you've never asked God to forgive your sins or to help you trust Him. You can do that now or at any time. Talk to your mom or dad about it if you have any more questions. How many of the fruit recipes Dan and Stacy made have you tried out? Ready for one more? If you don't have black raspberries in your freezer, you might have to wait to make this jam until summer when you can hopefully find some. But you can find the recipe on our website at revivalhearts.com, or ask your mom to look up a recipe for a different kind of jam made from fruit or berries you do have. And that's it for this season of the True Girl Podcast. Be sure to keep an eye out for the next one. The True Girl Podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.